हरे कृष्णा भगवद गीता सिटीज चैप्टर नंबर 5 कर्म योगा एक्शन इन कृष्ण कॉन्शियसनेस टेक्स्ट नंबर 1। ओम नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। अर्जुन उवाचम सन्यासं कर्मणां कृष्ण पुनर्योगं च शंससीं यश्रेययेतयोरेकं तन्मे ब्रूहि सुनिचितम्। अर्जुन उवाचं सन्यासं कर्मणां कृष्णं पुनर्योगं च शंससीं यश्रेययेतयोरेकं तन्मे ब्रूहि सुनिश्चितम्। ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पोर्ट बाय डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद The founder Acharya of International Society for Krishna Consciousness in Jai Srila Prabhupada. Arjuna said, O Krishna, first of all you ask me to renounce work, and then again you recommend work with a devotion. Now will you kindly tell me definitely which of the two is more beneficial? Om Ajnanatimirandasya Jnananjanasalakayam चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। नमोऽं विष्णुपादाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामिन् इति नामिने। नमस्ते सरस्वतीदेवै गौरवाणि प्रचारिणीम् निर्विशेषशून्यवादे पाशातदेशतारिणीं। नमो महावदन्याय कृष्णप्रेम मृदाय तिं कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्यनाम्ने गौरत्विषे नमः। नमो महावदन्याय कृष्णप्रेम मृदाय तिं कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्यनाम्ने गौरत्विषे नमः। हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधो दीनबंधो जगत्पतिम गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुतिम। नाम संकीर्तनम यस्य सर्व पाप प्रणाशनम प्रणमो दुःख समनः तम नमामि हरिम परम। हरे कृष्ण। नाउ वी आर इन चैप्टर 5 कर्म योगा Action in Krishna Consciousness, text number 1. In this shloka, Krishna is asking a very nice question, because Krishna in the beginning, he explained, he asked Arjuna, hey Arjuna, renounce the work. He asked to renounce the work. Then after that he explained, then Arjuna, you work with a devotion. So then Arjuna got confused. Then that's why he is saying, hey Krishna, first you ask me to renounce the work, then you ask me to work with a devotion. So I am totally confused now, so please tell me definitely which one is more beneficial. Renouncing the work is more beneficial, or working with the devotion is more beneficial. So in this way he is asking the question. So that's why in a spiritual path we need a spiritual master. Without a spiritual master, just like if you have any guidance, for example, if you are traveling in the ocean, if you does not have any guidance how to reach the shore and the port, then it's impossible to reach. Similarly, in spiritual life, we need the perfect spiritual master, Tattva Darshinihi. Krishna explained, Tattvadi Tadvidi Pranipatena Pariprashnena Sevaya Upadekshayantide Jnanam Jnanina Tattva Darshinaha. The Tattva Darshi, one who is seen the truth without contamination, such a spiritual master, it is required in our life. When such a spiritual master is there, when we place the question to the spiritual master, and he can clear very nicely. So here Arjuna is very fortunate to ask directly from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And then in the next shloka, Krishna is going to explain which is more beneficial and why. So in the purport, Srila Prabhupada mentioned, He say work in devotion is better than the dry mental speculation. So there are many people, they will be speculating about the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Better than the dry mental speculation and the devotional service is the better way, because this is the natural way. Just like the magnet, it will be attracted very naturally. You don't need to, if you have the metal and you go, if you take to nearby the magnet, it will catch it. So just like whatever the direction you keep it, the north will always attract to the northern direction. So similarly, it's a natural process is the devotional service. Anybody can perform, even a small boy or a small girl and old man, old woman, anybody can perform the devotional service. So that's why Srila Prabhupada mentioned this is the natural process. So in the beauty of Srila Prabhupada purport, in the first shloka of any chapter, and Srila Prabhupada put the summary what so far discussed, and the end of the chapter Srila Prabhupada puts what are the contents, what are the topic discussed in that chapter. So just by reading the first shloka and the last shloka, we can understand that what is there inside the chapter. So here Srila Prabhupada mentioned the purport, second chapter Krishna explained knowledge about the soul. Mainly he explained we are the Atma, we are not the body. So in this way he explained about the knowledge about the soul. Then he explained how the soul is entangled in the material body. Because if you see, this material body is a very, very miserable. This is soul, it is a struck. Just like if you go and struck within a jail, it will be so much of difficulties. It is not the natural process. Anybody is like jail? Sir, I like a jail so much. So if somebody says that, you know, if a government says now you can go out of the jail, if somebody will say, no, no, sir, I like this place very much, let me stay here. Anybody will say, no, no, anybody, the intelligent person will not say like this way. So similarly, this body also like a jail. We are all entangled. This Atma is entangled with this material body. That's why it is a suffering. So that's Krishna explained knowledge about the soul, and then how this entanglement in the material body, then how to escape. And Krishna also explained how one can escape from this entanglement of the body. So how we can escape? By performing the Buddhi Yoga or the devotional service. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And by chanting the holy name of Krishna, or by hearing, or by meditation about the Vishnu. So in this way, there are 9 type of devotional services there. We can performing by the Buddhi Yoga or devotional service, we can escape from the entanglement of the body. Then the third chapter, Krishna explained, if one is situated in knowledge, no duties to perform. So this is what Krishna explained about the renounce the work. Renounce the work means, if somebody is situated in perfect knowledge and he does not have any duties to perform. So duties to perform means, no duties to perform means, he does not have any material duties to perform. If somebody is situated in a spiritual fully and he can do the spiritual work, so that's why Krishna says no duties to perform. No duties to perform means no material duties to perform. So in the fourth chapter, then Krishna explained all kinds of sacrificial work culminating knowledge. So whatever we do sacrifice, it everything actually, it's a culminate in the knowledge. So after that, Krishna said, after explaining about the various kinds of sacrifice, and he said, hey Arjuna, all the sacrifice culminate in knowledge. After explaining about the knowledge, in the third chapter, he said, if you situated in knowledge, no duties to perform. He said like this way in third chapter. On fourth chapter, he says, after explaining about the sacrifice, all the sacrifice, and he said, all the sacrifice culminate in knowledge. After explaining about this, and Krishna suddenly said, hey Arjuna, atishta uttishta. He said, get up and fight. Then totally Arjuna become bewildered. Krishna says, hey Krishna, you first told me to renounce the work. You told if someone is situated in complete knowledge, no duties to perform, you said. After that, what you said? All the sacrifice and culminate in knowledge. Now you are telling me suddenly to wake up and fight, and you say to renounce, then totally he is confused. So that's why then work in devotion and inaction in knowledge. Krishna totally confused. He said, work in devotion. And Krishna said, you get up and fight and work in devotion. The same time, inaction in knowledge. So Krishna confused Arjuna. Just like, for example, if somebody says, you don't sex, then if another statement, the next statement, if he say, and you beget the children, we'll get confusing statement. Hare Baba, first you said, don't sex with any woman, you said like this way. Then second statement you are saying, begetting the wife. If I am not having a sex with any woman, then how can I beget the children? So this is a confusing statement. So the first statement, what is the meaning? Don't sex with any woman means don't sex with any woman illegally. That is the meaning. And the second statement, beget the children means sex with your wife and begetting a children is a dharma. So this is the meaning. So in this way, Krishna a little bit confused Arjuna. That's why what Arjuna thought that renunciation means stop all working. So when Krishna says renounce the work, and he thought that he should not do any work. So that's what Arjuna understood renunciation means. Then when Krishna explained work in devotion, then if I work, how shall I renounce? So this is the question. So when we renunciation means, he thought that we have to stop all the work. So then he's saying work in devotion. So if I work in devotion, then how shall I renounce? So this is the question Arjuna is having. So this question, why Krishna is Arjuna is asking this kind of situation, it will come to our life also, whether I shall do this one or not. So this is called Dharma Sankada. Dharma Sankada means it will look like we are supposed to do. This way, this kind of situation, it will come to our life also. So then, for example, Srila Prabhupada mentioned, Arjuna did not understood that if you work with the knowledge, it is considered to be inaction, not working. So for example, as we discussed before, if somebody is having a knowledge and he will be engaged in the devotional service. When he is engaged in devotional service, even though he is working, it is considered to be not working. Because when we do the devotional service, there is no karma involved. There is no bad karma, as well as there is no good karma. Since there is no material reaction, it is considered to be not working. That's why Krishna says, renounce the work. After that, it is actually equal to the sannyasa. The karma means it is actually a sannyasa. So sannyasa means there is no material reaction will come. So Srila Prabhupada mentioned, the spiritual master says several things. In the beginning, when we take up the devotional service, we will hear so many instructions of the spiritual master. Do this, don't do this, do this, don't do this. So in the beginning, we will get puzzled. My God. He is telling to do, after that he is telling not to do, after that he is telling not to do, then he is telling to do. So we will get confused, totally bewildered. Like Arjuna is totally puzzled when the instruction simultaneously comes. Sometimes even in the house also, if you see the father will say, don't do it, and the mother will say, do it. So my God, children will get so much of confusion, whether shall I do that or no. Sometimes even if you are joining the engineering college or medical college, and father will say, and you go and join engineering, mother will say, no, it's okay, you join something else. So in this way, we will get simultaneously several intersections, we will get puzzled in our life also. So that's why we should also ask the question, just like when Arjuna get puzzled, and he asks the question straight away. And if somebody is speaking, for example, now we are speaking Bhagavad Gita. If you are not able to understand anything, immediately you can send a question to our WhatsApp number and we will try to clarify. Because everybody is not in an equal level. For example, somebody, when we say some example, somebody will understand, somebody may be not understand. If you are not understand, without any hesitation, to ask a spiritual question, we should not hesitate. Oh my God, how I will ask? So if I ask this question, so this question is a very, very silly question. So if I ask, they may be think something wrong. So let me, okay, anything, anyway, fine, it's okay. Like that, we should not leave it. So whenever there is a small question or a big question or a silly question or a stupid question also, no problem. In a spiritual life, we should always ask the question, then we should get clarified. So no problem. If you have any good question, bad question, you can send to our WhatsApp number. We will try to clarify my level best. So then Srila Prabhupada explained, sannyasi means he should not work. So this sannyasi should not work means what? He should not work like a materialistic people. So he will be working, but he is considered to be not working. So working in the devotional way, and he is not working like a karmic way, like a we are all working. So the sannyasa, then one may ask the question, so if he is not working, then how he will maintain himself? So that's why it is explained, only he will maintain himself by begging from door to door. He will go door to door, and like if you see the Srimad Bhagavatam, Sukadeva Goswami, he go door to door. What is the purpose? When he is going and standing in front of their house, and the house, he will purify the house. That is the greatness of the Vaishnavas. Vaishnavas means, it is explained in the Skanda Purana, if you see some devotees wearing a tilaka in their forehead, and as soon as you see them, and you will get purified. You don't need to do any great tapasya. You just go and see the Vaishnavas and the devotees of the Vishnu, who is a pure in his heart. So if we are fortunate to see such a pure Vaishnavas, then our life will be get successful. So in this way, sannyasi, he will door to door, he will go and he will beg, then he will bless the family members. So but in this age of Kali, many bogus people take this dress. So this is saffron dress. Many bogus people are there in this Kali Yuga. Unfortunately, they will put this sannyasi dress, which is worth of 2 paisa. Srila Prabhupada says is worth of 2 paisa. In those days, 50 years back, worth of 2 paisa, these people are there putting in the dress. They are claiming that they are sannyasi. But actually, nobody asking he is a sannyasi. For example, if we see any saffron color, if somebody is wearing, if we see them, and nobody will ask whether you are a sannyasi or not. Just simply by looking the dress, we will decide that he is a sannyasi. So actually, we should not decide like based on the dress. We should see the whether he is a quality or there or not. So in this age of Kali, actually it is recommended in the Shastra, in this age of Kali, nobody should take sannyas. Nobody should take sannyas, because this is sannyasi in this age of Kali, nobody can able to follow the sannyasi dharma properly. Because sannyasi means he should be very, very pure. In this age of Kali, it is impossible to follow the sannyasi dharma. So one may be asked the question, then they ask us one time to Srila Prabhupada himself, he explained, then if in this age of Kali, one should not take a sannyasi, then somebody will have the question in his mind, why Srila Prabhupada, you are taken the sannyas? So Srila Prabhupada says, he says, even though he is not willing to take a sannyas, he is a little bit forced, his Guru Maharaj, and he forced to accept a sannyas order to preach the message of Krishna consciousness. Unless Srila Prabhupada says, I was not interested to take any sannyas, since there was a so my Guru Maharaj, and there was a force and there was a necessity to take a sannyas to preach the message of Krishna consciousness, that's why I am taking the sannyas and I am following as much as possible. So in this way, Srila Prabhupada and accepted sannyas. Even in ISKCON also, if you see, there are thousands of sannyasis there. But what is the purpose? The purpose is only one, to preach the Krishna consciousness. Otherwise, they are ஸோ ஸ்ரீல பிரபுபாத் கன்க்ளூட், வெதர் யூ போட்டோ சஃப்ரன் கலர் ட்ரெஸ் ஆர் ஒயிட் கலர் ட்ரெஸ் இட் டஸ் நாட் மேட்டர் அஸ் லாங் அஸ் யுவர் கான்சியஸ் இஸ் அ வெரி பியூர் அண்ட் இஃப் யூ ஆர் ப்ராக்டிசிங் டிவோஷனல் சர்வீஸ் தென் யூ ஆர் கன்சிடர்ட் டு பி சன்னியாசி. ஸ்ரீல பிரபுபாத் யூஸ் டு கால் கிரகஸ்த சன்னியாசி. கிரகஸ்த சன்னியாசி மீன்ஸ் ஈவன் தோ யூ ஆர் லிவிங் வித் அ ஒய்ஃப் அண்ட் லிவிங் வித் அ ஃபேமிலி, இஃப் யூ ஆர் பர்ஃபெக்ட்லி ஃபாலோயிங் தி கிருஷ்ண கான்சியஸ் தென் இட் இஸ் அ கன்சிடர்ட் டு பி அ இட் இஸ் ஈக்குவல் டு த Sanyasi. So from the shloka, what is the question of Arjuna? He asks the question to Krishna. Hey Krishna, first you ask me to renounce the work, then again you said work with a devotion. So he puzzled, and renounce the work means he is not asking Arjuna to stop working, and he is asking to do the work with a devotion. So in this way, from this shloka we understand that this is a two question, and let's see Krishna what he is going to reply tomorrow. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, thank you all very much. Your humble servant, Rasika Govinda Das. To hear Bhagavad Gita daily in your mobile, please send WhatsApp message with your name to 0091-770-89-71028. Hare Krishna, thank you all very much. Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Hari Om Tat Sat.